Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
That's over 1% of your life, isn't it?
I heard you were there long enough to write a book about it.
No.
Oh,
it was called Flames Goes to Hawaii.
Yeah, Flames in Hawaii.
26, 27 days, the second time I went.
It is published into a book.
Was it 28 days later?
No, it was like 20, it was like a little over 3 weeks the first time.
Did you see any...
That'd be a good name for a movie, a little over 3 weeks.
And did you... did you see any exploding volcanoes while you were over there?
No.
Boo! Boo!
You know, if you fall into a volcano, the worst that'll happen is you'll Krakatoa.
But I did stay. But I did stay in Holiday Inn.
How many chickens did you count?
That was a long time ago.
Did you see a chicken?
Oh, so, but you did count them.
Well, there was a bunch.
Oh, so you didn't count them.
No, I didn't.
You never attempted even to two. You never went one, two, okay, I'm stopping.
I think this is...
Okay.
You never stopped out. You didn't even start counting them. You didn't go, I'm going to count how many chickens I see on this trip. One, I already seen too many.
While you were in Hawaii, did you ever see a chicken cross the road?
Oh, good question.
Oh, a whole bunch of them.
Really? Why?
Because they were trying to get to the other side.
No. You know, there's a whole new spin on that. The chicken crossed the road so he could get ran over so he could make it to the other side.
Ah. Oh.
Suicidal chicken. You guys. The other side, you know.
Suicidal Chicken Tenders.
That's a band name. Suicidal Chicken.
Chicken Tenderseas.
Ah! All right, episode 527. Let's get this fucker underway because we're wasting.
Black Betty. Hey.
What's going on?
What is going on with these suicidal chicken tenderseas?
Meow.
Suicidal chicken tenderseas.
Yep. And, hey, this is Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number 527.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Terry and Gatch. And
I'm Terry and he's Gatch. My back is itching.
Who's Gatch over there? Flames.
Yeah.
We just ate some pizza and smoked some weed. Now we're going to talk for an hour about it.
That's all we're now. Talking. Go and tell them TagCast sent you, man. They got some great meatballs.
They do.
Just go there and say you want a dozen meatballs and you'll give them $10. I don't know how much they charge you, but those are some good meatballs.
That's right. And if you got a 4x4 vehicle, as we like to call them out here, a 4x, you could just cruise over the little thing there, drive over the curb, and take advantage of the drive-thru that's now defunct.
Flames, you tried to go through the drive-thru this time, didn't
he
you?
He did. He would have broke his fucking rim, I think, in his little neon.
Dude, you don't want to break your rim, because you'll get hemorrhoids.
Oh, then you'll have to get a rim job.
Yep.
Hey, so in case anyone's wondering, Cons, another band for you to check out. I know you don't like to smoke weed, but it's Friday, and I know you ain't got no job. This is called Stone Helm.
Yeah, they got a helm of stone.
And there's a big marijuana leaf and like a hypnotizing circle.
Is it moving? I don't know.
It looks like it's moving, but it's not. So, yeah, check out Stone Helm. This is called something about towers. I don't know.
Black Towers. That's the title of it?
Yeah, that's a weird song.
It is.
It's called something about towers or something.
I don't know.
I want to have a song that says something about something or something. It's something about the devil or something.
Yeah.
Dude, I got two gray lighters in my hand.
I know. I've been picking them up wherever I see them. They sell them in the multi-packs now, I think.
Wow.
In the 50-packs.
They're a rarity.
Wow. Yeah,
how often do you see a gray Bic, Flames?
You just don't.
Yeah.
Look, Flames. You light two of them, you have flames.
And they ward off blue flames.
Hey.
No, they bring on the blue flames.
Bring on the blue flames.
You guys got any more of that Coke, man? My finger hurt.
No, I just said Mountain Dew.
Wow, now the picture has changed on this stone helmet.
It's
says,
pentagram.
So high, so stoned, so free.
Ah.
Higher than a giraffe's ass.
That doesn't beat the...
A giraffe's ass is what I meant to say.
It doesn't beat the monster magnet kind of philosophies, though, that they would you'd see in their stuff. Like,
sounds a little monster magnet-y.
Like school-free drug zone or...
School's out for the summer.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is. But it's...
Summer's
is it August
over.
Yet?
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
On this show right now, it's August 9th.
Never forget about August 9th what happened.
My grandfather was born on this day.
What I was talking about.
Oh, I know. And his ancestors came from Philadelphia and Germany. But that's another story.
At the same time?
Yeah. They had intercontinental transportation. Hey, you heard of that new Sony transporter? You seen that?
No.
It's not real.
Transporter?
Yeah, I was just fucking with you.
All right.
You're supposed to say no, but I heard of it.
I read all about it the other day.
Yeah, that's
man.
When you're
it
trying to sound
really awesome.
Cool. You're trying to sound cool in front of your friends.
Wait a minute.
It's a new Sony transporter. It transports you to a different area of the world instantaneously. It's like an Instagram.
You know, August 9th.
Go ahead.
It's
what?
The 221st day of the year.
All right. Cool. I'll be down at the Granary Pizza Company / nightclub. They added nightclub to it. That's tonight. A comedy show with your headliner, Alex Elkin. I'll be doing a feature set, which will be about 20, 25 minutes. So if you're tired of coming to see me and only getting to hear 5 minutes of stupid jokes, you can come hear 20 to 25 minutes of stupid jokes all at once. All right? And it's like $5 at the door. Alex Elkin is a seasoned professional comedian. He owns his own radio station. It's AM, but that's cool. Check out 1450 AM.
I will.
All comedy, all the time.
Man.
Or something.
You know,
like
today
that.
Betty Boop made her debut.
Her debut?
Her debut.
Her debut.
Boop. Betty Boop debuted today.
Wasn't she an early Betty Page?
Was that like 1930s?
Yeah.
I think she was the cartoon Betty Page in a way.
It was 1930 exactly. Her debut cartoon, whoa. Dizzy Dishes.
Dizzy Bitches. Stinky Britches. Which was it? Stinky Britches. You got Stinky Britches.
And today was the day that
Dizzy Dishes.
Charles Dizzy Manson Dishes. Murders went down.
Ooh, the first ones of the LaBianca.
Sharon Tate, Abigail Folger, the coffee heiress.
No.
That's what it says.
Oh, I was just kidding.
And Jay Sebring and Stephen Parent.
Wow. Well, good job. He's still in jail, so good job to the judicial system for keeping that wacko behind bars. He goes up for parole like every year. What would you feel like if you were on the parole board and Charles Manson was up?
Would you give him a fair shot every year?
It's like, okay, Mr. Manson. Why should we feel that you are totally rehabilitated and ready to be released into the public? Well, see, here's the reason why. Because of my fucking Nazi tattoo on my forehead has started to recede a little bit, and I'm old enough to where I can't do much damage.
He was just given, those people that followed him never had anyone to look up to.
Well, they had him.
Yeah, I know. They didn't, you know, they needed someone to look up to, and he was just providing that.
Yeah, but it wasn't a good... It didn't really set a good example.
Well, maybe if somebody had set a good example in society...
Are you sticking up for Manson?
I'm saying society's to blame.
You voted
because society should have stepped up and took it upon themselves to care for these people.
You
so
voted,
Manson would have never had to been their role model.
You voted for Obama, didn't you?
It's a fair cop, but society's to blame. It's a common Monty Python skit ending.
Skit ending.
Yeah.
Does this skit ever end?
Nope.
Could you end the skit already?
It's been going on for 527 episodes.
I can't end the skit. End it.
What's been going on, Flames?
He's been listening to Huey Lewis a lot, he told
me.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. And the new.
Hello. And the new.
Hello.
Hello. And the new.
He's been taking what they're giving. He's working for a living. He only gets one day off, and he's nice enough to stop by and bless us with his presence. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
You're being quiet over there.
Yeah.
He's been smoking cigarettes all day. In case anyone's listening.
Yeah.
We're not going to use his real name.
You know, Bernie Mac died on this day.
Bernie Mac died? What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I'm just kidding. That's funny, though.
No.
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm just looking up...
significant things for today?
Yeah. You know, Peter Neville. He was the third Neville brother. He was a British anarchist.
How many of them were there?
There was like seven Neville. Yeah. Seven Nevilles.
Jerry Garcia.
Wow.
That was at least
died
seven.
Today at the age of 13. No, wait. He was 53.
Sam Elliott's birthday today.
Nice.
He's the same age as my dad and lives in the same town as my dad. They should hang
69.
Out.
69!
Yeah, why don't they hang out?
They should.
And he's the same birthday as my grandpa who fucking built Brownsville, basically.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
What a strange turn of events we've had for today.
Wow.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Just kidding.
You know the founder of the Crips, Raymond Washington, died on this day? He lived to 26.
No kidding.
The ripe old age of 26.
That's fucking old for a gang leader.
Dude, the Crips have been around longer than 26 years.
At
that time. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And he'd been in the gang for, what, 16 years?
That was.
He started when he was four. He was a young gangster.
Mm-hmm. How's your birthday's doing?
God. I need something to spit that in. I'll just swallow it. It's cool. That's on tape. I just swallowed a loogie. It's not tape. He's not using tape, so don't pay any attention to me. God, that one coated my throat like a fucking load of vagina sauce. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday, and we used to be a podcast, but we said fuck that shit because nobody knows what a podcast is. And by the time they figure it out, we'll change it back.
Yeah.
So now, was Howard Stern a podcast? No. Is this a radio show? Is this on the radio? No.
Nope.
No, it's on the internet.
Nope.
So it's a comedy internet show.
It's a comedy internet show.
And I bet you've laughed at least once so far.
I have. It
Not
was right
you.
Around episode 327.
That was our 102nd episode, yo.
Wow.
You think I'm talking shit? Fuck no. You know, we haven't busted out the Tagcast rap for a while, and Mike asked me, you guys been rolling that tune on the podcast? I was like, nah, we played it like once and put it on YouTube, but...
Played a few times.
It's totally viral.
Yeah.
It had my 9 million hits already.
Yeah.
Totally.
But that ain't nothing but a G-thing.
That ain't nothing but a G-thing.
I was just realizing it's Eminem came out like... almost 17 years ago.
I know, man. I know.
I've been eating those things since I was little.
Did you hear about the latest fight for...
You're
right. I don't want to get into religion.
Yes, you do.
But...
I love that.
Big news. This guy was allowed to wear his religious hat in his official license photo.
We can't, what? You can't wear a hat in a photo.
No, if it's religious-based, you can.
Was he allowed to smile? Because now you can't smile in your DMV pictures because of facial recognition technology.
So who do you think would be so
Fuck
bold?
That.
How do you, who, what denomination do you think would be so bold as to demand that they be wear their hat in their dress?
The Amish.
Wrong! Pastafarians! He was able to wear, yeah, he has the right to wear his strainer hat.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you don't know about Pastafarianism?
Is he fucking with me, Flames?
The Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, they,
the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
I didn't know they were Pastafarians.
They're Pastafarians. And they say ramen instead of amen.
Dude, are you...
Ramen.
I'm not making this up.
Wow.
They do say ramen.
Wow.
In Jesus' name, top ramen.
He's allowed, he's allowed to wear his pasta strainer in his license photo, which you can look up. His name is Lucas Novoy. And
what I say to that
right
is
right there,
Novoy.
It's a just
I'm
a
all
basic
fucking Novoy.
A pasta strainer.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
What state is that?
It's the Cesca Republic in Cesca Republic.
Czech Cesca. Isn't it the Czech Republic?
No, it's not. It's like Saka.
C-Z-E-C-H?
It's the Czech Republic court.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, but it started off as a parody religion, I do believe, in at OSU locally.
Huh.
But, no, in Kansas.
Huh.
Wow.
But either way, yeah, that's full-blown now, and they have the eight I really rather you didn't instead of the Ten Commandments. You should look them up. They're eggs. They make great sense. I'd really rather you didn't tell people I talked to you. You're not that special, and I'm not that
big. I'm going to kill myself. This world is fucking ridiculous. I want to start my own religion. Religion. It's not going to be a religion. It's going to be called a religion. Welcome to my new religion.
Religion?
It's the Church of Coca-Cola.
Yeah?
No. I was just reading this about Coke, because I read some stuff about Coke. You know how
you
should drink.
Pepsi, don't you?
I prefer Mountain Dew, but people say Coke is more hardcore on your system and your innards and shit, you know, and like if you put a T-bone steak in a bowl of Coke, it'll be gone in like 3 days, and just a bunch of weird stuff, that it eats through aluminum and different things, and that there's some weird stuff in Coke. But did you know that if you...
Like borax?
Oh, no, but a lot of sugar. It says if the amount of sugar present in a can of Coke is taken directly, you will vomit uncontrollably.
Wow.
Wow, that's hardcore.
I take a teaspoon of sugar to get rid of some hiccups once in a while.
Sometimes I'll take a teaspoon of sugar and I'll heat it up.
Stick it up your butt.
And I'll get a little syringe going, and I'll suck up the liquid sugar. I'll tap it on the end and get out
of it. Shoot it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Like a money shot.
Oh, God.
It's a new performance enhancing. You think, you know, you want to...
Speaking of eating sugar...
Shoot sugar straight into your bloodstream.
Do you know that if
you'll be fucking right on your toes.
In ancient China, a popular way of committing suicide was by eating a pound of salt.
Oh, my wow. God.
You just eat a pound of salt and you're dead.
But you'd preserve your body for all of time.
They're like turn into Medusa. Pillar of salt. Fuck, man.
That's nuts. All right.
Would you like to know the eight really I'd really rather you didn't?
I'd really rather not, but I think I'm going to.
All right. He said, I'd really rather you didn't act like a sanctimonious holier-than-thou ass when describing my noodly goodness.
And these are real?
Yep.
I'd really rather you would tell me that this is not real, and then you could continue on with them.
Number two, I'd really rather you didn't use my existence as a means to oppress people.
All right.
I'd really rather you didn't judge people by the way they look or how they dress or blah, blah, blah.
Does it say blah, blah, blah?
No. I could read these, but it would take
no, I don't want you to. I just want to make sure that there wasn't the words blah, blah, blah in a commandment.
Number four, I'd really rather you didn't indulge in conduct that offends yourself or your willing, consenting partner of a legal age and mental maturity.
Yeah.
I'd really rather you didn't challenge the bigoted, misogynistic, hateful ideas of others on an empty stomach.
Wow.
I'd really rather you didn't build multi-million dollar churches, temples in my noodly goodness.
What is with the noodly goodness?
He's a flying spaghetti monster.
But why did... Oh, so that's what they refer to him as the noodly goodness?
He reached down and touched with his noodly appendage. His finger... Haven't you
it wasn't his finger, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Must have been his noodle.
Yeah.
Number seven, I'd really rather you didn't go around telling people I talked to you. You're not that interesting.
OK. Okay, I heard that one somewhere before.
I'd really rather you didn't do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you are into stuff that uses a lot of leather lubrication, Las Vegas. If the other person is into it, however, pursuant to number four, then have at it, take pictures, and for the love of Mike, wear a condom.
For the love of Mike?
Yes.
Who's fuck Mike? Noodly Goodness? Dude, this is worse than Sky
yep,
and Contology.
If I didn't want it to feel good when you did it, I would have added spikes or something, he says.
So I'm going to have to Google this wow. after the show and find out a little bit more about this flying spaghetti monster, because I've heard jokes about it and I've read little snippets about it. But do you know that you're more likely to learn more in 4 hours on Google than a whole month in school?
Oh, but I believe it.
4 hours on Google and you'll be good to go for a month in school.
Yeah.
So Google that, you fuckers. You know what we haven't done for a while? We haven't done this maybe with flames ever, is Google autofill.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I like to check every time before we play this game, and I type in, why does my today, oh, vagina is not on here. Cool. Wait, why does, yeah, why does Iran hate the U.S.?
Okay, whose vagina? Type that in. Whose vagina is?
What do you think it's going to say, Flames?
I'm not sure on that one.
I'm going to say largest.
I'll say tightest. Whose vagina is nothing? Nothing at all came up. You stumped Google.
Is not. Driving not.
You stumped Google.
Wow.
Cat stumped Google.
Oh, my God. I just ended the world.
Okay, who's... If you just type in who's, it says who's on first.
All right, whose
and who's,
butt
who's
is...
Who's the boss. Whose butt... Nothing. It's if you put who's buying all the ammo...
Who is...
Who's... Who... Oh, who is... Who is... Who is Jody Arias?
I don't know. Who is it?
You talked about her, didn't you?
Huh?
She's that murder case thing.
Oh.
Remember? And it was on, like, court TV.
Yeah, I didn't know who her name was.
Isn't that who you were talking about?
I don't know.
All right, so that's done with that part, because that didn't... Usually when I type in, why does my... It says vagina smell. That's always at least number one or two, but now it's still, why does my eye twitch, which is almost always number one, and why does my lower back hurt? Touched by noodle appendage. Dude, that can't be real. That's a fairy tale, just like the Bible.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, we're going to type in, what did? What do you guys think?
What did Justin Bieber just do?
What did Paula Deen say?
Oh, what did, type in, what did Justin?
What did Justin Bieber say about Anne Frank?
All right.
Anne
Type in
Frank?
Justin.
Just Justin?
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be Bieber. What do you think the top three Justins are?
Something about monkey.
Bieber, Timberlake.
Yep. And Justin TV. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
see, the Google only gives me three. Now, Bing gives me like seven or something, which is a lot cooler. But yeah, see, this must be why we don't play this game very much, because it's not that fun.
Which guy is?
Which guy is right for me?
Wow.
I thought it'd be like a movie or something. Which, who is the?
I don't know. Who is the?
Oh, who is the?
Who is the fuck is you?
That's what it says?
No, but that's what I'd put if I was... It said, who is... it keeps going away, goddammit. Who is the 12th Doctor?
The 12th Doctor?
That's Doctor Who shit.
And who is the killer on Whodunit?
Ooh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
And who is the Antichrist? Who is the mother on How I Met Your Mother? And who is the
Who is the mother on How I Met Your Mother?
I don't know. I never met her. Okay, this Bing page is being a dick.
That's a pretty good question for once that'll come up in the future, I think. Who is the... I don't know who the killer is on Whodunit, but I have my guesses.
Is that a show, Whodunit?
Yeah. It's the one where they kill off a new guy in the house every time. And then they solve who died the last time, and then the worst one dies again.
You.
It's a reality, non-reality show. It's scripted reality.
It's like Clue.
Are you guys afraid of the number 13?
No.
You have any
I don't have
bad luck with that? In Korea, it's the number 4. And for this reason, many buildings don't have a fourth floor in Korea.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so silly.
So there are just 3-floor buildings?
No, then that goes to 5, like the no 13th floor.
Yeah.
There's a lot of buildings that don't have a 13th floor.
They'd have to have a fourth floor in there, but it would have to be non-inhabitable. Otherwise, the fifth floor would be the fourth floor.
Right.
But it's just labeled the fifth floor, kind of like that one movie where they had like the 7, 6.5 floor.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 6, 1, 2, 6. That's what my godson likes to say to fuck with me, because he knows it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but sometimes he'll say 1, 2, 6 just so I'll say, it's not 1, 2, 6, it's 1, 2, 3, and then he'll go, 1, 2, 6.
Is he testing yet? Make sure you're paying attention.
He is testing me. And he's wanting me to say, you know, it's kind of an attention getter. For me to say, it's not 1, 2, 6, dude, it's 1, 2, 3. You know that. Why are you saying that? And he's like, it's 1, 2, 6.
Dude, he's a little comedian.
He is. He's pretty funny. As soon as he learns to talk, actually, the way he talks now is more comedic than anything because he doesn't use his prepositions and shit correctly.
Uh-huh.
Prepositions or whatever they're called.
You think you could get him in on an open mic?
Maybe. I'd probably have to feed him some jokes. That'd be funny if I had him come out and do my jokes.
Yeah. I'd have him give him some knock-knock jokes.
He'll say, knock-knock. Who's there? Faggots! And everybody would laugh just because he's a kid.
Yeah.
He said faggots.
Yeah.
Faggots who? You faggots. Ha-ha.
You cigarettes.
He'll say... Me said that because you like he doesn't use I did this right.
Yeah.
He's not
that. Tell him to call him bundle sticks. Bundled sticks.
You're a bundle of sticks. Like, what's that mean? Faggot. Oh. Or you can say knock knock. Who's there? Bundle of sticks. Bundle of sticks. Who? Faggot.
Interrupting faggot.
Meh. Interrupting.
Meh. Interrupting flames. No, but he's pretty cool. I'm feeling sorry for him because his mom was stupid. She thought I was mad at her because she came home all, or not home, but came back all tweaked out and on acid. She'd been in jail for 45 days, so you'd expect she'd want to splurge, or she could take advantage of the fact that she got clean, try to get her life together and take care of her kids. But that's, no, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
so instead, she's like,
there.
I'm going to go up to my friend's house and visit my friend and then come back.
Hey, just this last time because I just got out, right?
Right. You knew I was going to splurge once I got out. Said, well, then don't fucking take your kids to someone's house that you don't know and then, like, end up having us find out and then go get them because we're like, why'd you take them to that house? And then she comes back and she was just all, I took some stuff and they told me it was just regular acid and ended up being LSD-25 and it was pure, 100% pure. And I've fucking been tripping for, like, 4 days and... So you did some crank, too? That's smart. That'll calm you down a little bit. Ah!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hopefully she'll get her act cleaned up, because I told Dan I'm not going to tolerate that stuff. I love the boy enough to where I will put up with little bits, but if she starts being all tweaky and bringing tweaky people around, I'm going to make her leave. And she's all, well, if she leaves, then the boy's going to be gone. Said, well, then she'll probably end up going back to jail, and we'll get him anyway. So, at this point, I'm almost done. And she goes, I told Jill that. And she said, oh, please don't give up on me. I haven't did any dope since Thursday. I hate that phrase. Let me ask you a question. I hate that one too.
Is that up there with? Is that up there with the Amber goes on Tuesday?
Yeah. I'd gladly trade you a hamburger today for a line of crank on Thursday. Uh-huh. I'll pay you back. You'll be up for 4 days. You'll take acid and that crazy zombie drug from South America that makes you do whatever somebody... You heard about that?
Uh-uh.
It's called scopolamine. Scopolamine. Mm-hmm. Comes from the scopolamine tree over in South Africa.
Scopolamine tree.
Odorless, tasteless, and colorless.
You are odorless and tasteless and colorless.
Basically has the same qualities as a roofie. Except
you basically have the same qualities as a roofie.
Except you don't fall asleep and you just do whatever anybody tells you.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
It has been used on the East Coast and other places so far to have people help someone rob their own house.
East Side!
Commit murders, not remember anything about it. You're very vulnerable.
Amnesia.
You're very, I'll do whatever you want. And so you can get it on the internet. I'll give you the link later, Flames, because I know you're looking for something like that.
Yeah. It's ideal for submissive training.
Yeah. That's great. Whoa. I've been reading some ancient times facts here.
How ancient?
Like way back. Like thousands of years ago.
Okay.
In ancient times,
way back,
criminals would be sewn inside of a rotting animal and then tied to a tree to be eaten by vultures.
Oh, nice. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
It's like a Stephen King book. You got vultures pecking at your flesh.
That's birds. Right,
yeah,
kind of.
Did you ever see that Cat's Eye? It's like three short stories, and it's a Stephen King movie.
No, I never watched it.
Guy makes.
I'm familiar with Cat's Eye, though. Stephen King.
James Woods in it is pretty cool.
Uh huh.
And this guy has to walk all the way around the tiny ledge on the outside of a skyscraper motel, and he gets to this one corner, and the wind's blowing really hard, so he has to kind of wait there, and he's losing his balance, and then all of a sudden, this bird comes and starts pecking his ankles.
Like, why does he have to walk around there?
That's a bet. He's going to kill.
Okay.
The guy had a gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, you walk around or I'm going to shoot you.
All right.
And so if you make it all the way around, I'll let you go and you can fuck my wife or something weird like that. It wasn't that.
Oh,
was
like, okay. I understand.
He's this rich guy who.
Certainly.
And
there's
like,
a lot into the story and
yeah.
That was the.
He's playing a game with the guy's life.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
but,
cool.
He's on the edge, on the corner, and the wind's blowing. He's got about a 6-inch ledge here, and here comes these crows, and they're just caw. Fucking pecking away at his ankle bones and his Achilles tendons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that would hurt so bad.
Why were they attracted to those? Did he have, like,
I don't know. He was the only one out there. Well, he was going, caw!
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what. I have no
maybe
idea.
He had bird legs.
Ooh, maybe he smelled like fish.
Yeah. I remember that coming out. Was it that book come out in, like, the 80s or 90s?
Yes.
80s?
Yes, I believe so.
So it seems like...
And the one...
Because my mom was a huge Stephen King fan, so it seems like one of those I got her for Christmas.
And one of the stories is about a cat, actually, but...
A cat's eye.
Drew Barrymore is in it. Well, what the cat sees, because it jumps on a train and goes to this one town. So that's what
that
ties...
Sounds familiar.
That's
Maybe
what
I
ties,
didn't watch it like a long time ago.
That's what ties the three stories together. The cat first is Drew Barrymore's cat, and she's got like this weird gremlin hobgoblin thing.
I think I've seen
she's got a hobgoblin in her wall, and he comes out and like fucks with the bird and plays mm-hmm. Every Step You Take by the Police on the.
Every Step You Take.
It's weird, and so then the cat tries to kill the hobgoblin, and then the cat steals her breath, and she dies, and then the cat leaves, and then it goes to another town, and it's James Woods trying to quit smoking, and they torture his family. Yeah. And the third story is the guy going around the outside of the thing. But
so have you? is that the same cat from Pet Sematary?
No. That fucking cat's crazy. Yeah, because that cat was gray with glowing eyes.
Because sometimes they come back.
Ooh.
Too.
Sometimes they come back again. Too.
How many books did he make about cars? Crazy cars.
Probably at least 5 to 10.
Really.
You got Christine,
I know of two. Christine. And Maximum Overdrive.
And there's From a Buick 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's a book title.
Yeah.
So you know that's about a car.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the one I was talking about that car at Mile 81 is a new book, fairly new from a couple year or so ago. Mm-hmm. That's about a car that eats people.
You know which one is often overlooked these days and used to be like, one of the classic kings is Cujo.
Oh, yeah.
You don't hear very much about Cujo
anymore.
I'm
waiting for him to remake that.
Yeah, is that one of the ones that needs to be remade?
No, they're going
to
make it into an AMC series.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't
well, I know you don't know, but I'm rolling with your possibilities here.
Hey, Walking Dead is good.
Yeah, what about Breaking Bad?
I don't watch Breaking Bad. No.
That's just as good as Walking Dead, I think, if not better.
It's a subject matter.
It is. It's a subject matter.
You don't like watching dope being cooked?
No.
Well, I guess it's okay for me. I just like the storyline and all the... Because the main characters, well, I guess there's some that are pretty tweaked out.
It wouldn't bother me to watch
it. Not very many tweaked out characters in that they really.
Well, Jesse's friends there for a while.
Jesse struggles with his own stuff, you know.
And, Walt never did it.
No, Walt doesn't, and most of the other things you see going on.
It's more of the business aspect of it, and all the shitty things.
Hermanos.
Well, this day and age, I can see why it's so popular.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Especially after weeds.
I still can't believe that people,
so well done.
People are still just now getting hooked on meth. Like, really?
Well, the younger generation.
Like,
that's
so
like people always say, I can't believe people are still starting to smoke.
Marijuana?
No. Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah.
You know, I mean, because there's nothing really
But a pack of cigarettes doesn't tear your life apart like a bag of meth.
Certainly. Certainly. But, you know, I mean, there's no positive really effect.
Because I've seen some people, and you've all seen that are, like, done, and they haven't done dope for 10 years, but they're still, like, all kind of, like, their arm goes sideways, and they fucking twitch their head because they're perma-spun out. They're, like...
Perma-spun out.
Perma-tweaked.
Perma-tweaked.
Something. And then you wonder, did you relapse, or you just... No, you're just like that? Okay, that's cool.
Have you ever been given a bag of knives, Flames?
No, but I haven't been given a box of knives.
See?
Did you check for your knives? Because I know you
No, I have a, they're
knives.
In a box. I keep my
All right, because I didn't
too.
Know maybe he was giving you back a bag of your knives.
No, no. Yeah, the guy gave my daughter a bag of knives on the streets of Brownsville.
Nice. Yeah.
Was it at the station?
No, it was uptown there.
Do you guys have a station?
We have a gas station.
There it is, the Brownville station.
It's Chevron. Yeah. It's my uncle's. Jerry Chevron. Right across the street. Actually, there's two stations.
That is
the Shell station. Yeah, he just bought it back because the guy defaulted on his loan. So he kind of got a good deal because the guy paid his price every month for like 10 years.
To take it all back.
Yeah, so he got like $350,000.
That's the way to do business.
And then got the business back. But he's like 70 something now, and he's supposed to be retired.
I'll buy it from him.
Okay, $350,000.
Really?
I have no idea.
Oh.
It's cash only, though, so he'll give you a price that you can't afford, but then you won't be able to come up with cash for it. So this made me think of me, because I'm always cashing in quarters at the bank. I just got to take rolls and rolls of quarters from the car wash. This guy in Illinois was so pissed about the ruling of his son's wrongful death case that he paid his lawyers with $150,000 in quarters.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking quarters.
I was watching that on the news the other day.
40 quarters is $10.
That did nothing.
He still paid his bill. He said he would have paid in pennies if he could, but he couldn't.
Yeah, but that would do nothing, too. I mean, it's a novel
idea.
All
he had to do was take him to the bank and cash him in.
No, well, 40,000, how many tons?
It was $150,000 in quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... At best, this is how the scenario goes.
Here's a couple ton.
He calls his bank and says, I need this many quarters. They put it in a truck. They go to wherever it's being paid. It's on the truck. They take it to wherever their bank is, and it's unloaded on that truck.
And then
money changes. They don't have to recount any quarters.
No, he put it all in plastic bags. He took it out of the roll.
He took it to their office.
Yeah, he put it all in plastic bags and put it on pallets and then took it. And paid that way.
So they had to roll it up.
Because
banks
have to re-roll it.
Banks do have counters. There's a key bank in Albany and in Harrisburg that have these counters that you just dump them in.
But they would have to personally count all that.
Yeah. And 150, dude, I'm telling you what, that's a lot of fucking quarters.
That's a lot of fucking quarters.
How many?
That's four times a dollar. It's 600,000 quarters.
That is 600,000 quarters.
That's a lot of fucking quarters.
How many rolls is that?
That was 10 in a roll, 40 in a roll, so it was $10.
$1,500.
No, six.
15,000.
Yeah, 15,000 rolls of quarters.
Wow.
Which is
a lot.
The amount of money divided by 10.
Right.
Bye-oh!
We're smart at math.
Yep.
Except for when it comes to
Real math?
Yeah, like algebra.
Did you know
shit.
Three people die annually to check by checking if a battery's good with their tongue?
A 9 volt?
I'm not telling you what volt.
It must be a 9 volt because you can't check a battery car, a car battery with your tongue.
You can if you're Gene Simmons.
Oh!
Did you know 40,000 Americans... 40,000 Americans participate in fantasy fishing leagues.
Really?
That's stupid.
Alrighty then.
So how do you
They
win?
Must be too redneck for themselves then.
Alright, here's my only crazy Florida story of the day. In Boca Raton, Florida, where it is legal to have sex with your animals.
Wow.
Florida man was seen... He has a tribal tattoo over his entire face. He was arrested when an officer allegedly spotted him smoking crack in public. His mugshot was chosen for mugshot of the day on the Boca Raton Police Department's Facebook page. He was arrested outside of a BP gas station. And, yeah, so he's smoking crack. If you have a tattoo... the size of your whole face.
Yeah.
You probably should step behind something if you're going to light up the crack pipe.
Certainly. Yeah.
He pulled up next to a BMW and he got out, got in the BMW, put the clear pipe to his mouth and lit the contents. And then he was then arrested. Stupid. The driver of the BMW was found to be in possession of a bag containing syringes, several needles, 5 bags of heroin, a crack cocaine rock, and a crack pipe and some pills. So, don't do drugs, kids, and don't move to Florida, because there's
don't
crazy...
Don't do either.
Yeah.
And don't smoke Florida.
Yeah, everyone hates Florida right now because of Zimmerman. But...
Yeah.
Did we talk about his rescue, how he rescued that family, and that we think that it's set up? Or did I just...
I heard that he was pulled over for speeding.
No, some family rolled their rig right in front of him, and he got out and saved their lives. So I just think that's set up. It just seems
I
to me
the
like
whole
that's
ludicrous. Even when the jury members came out and said he was guilty, but they didn't have enough evidence.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yep,
the evidence.
Did you know that it cost the U.S. Treasury $1.73 to make and distribute a penny?
That's fucking stupid. No wonder it was such a big deficit.
$1.73.
Why do they still even make them then?
Well, if they didn't make them, it only cost them $1.72.
That is true.
He's saving us a penny.
Yeah. Harvard's library has 2 books.
Oh, yeah?
Bound in Human Flesh.
Nice.
Are they made by fucking Ed Gein?
I don't know.
Ooh.
They don't say?
They might be.
No, they're probably like ancient Egyptian hootenannies.
Does KFC make hamburgers?
No, but they're in cahoots with A&W.
Yeah.
So KFC does not make hamburgers.
Well, the people that work for KFC make the hamburgers.
Well, KFC, A&W are connected.
They're
KFC and Taco Bell are connected.
Well, yeah.
And so
pizza,
is Pizza Butt.
Pizza Hut and and Pepsi.
Pizza Butt.
It's owned by the Mormons.
Yep. That's how they make their dough. They have somebody eat a bunch of flour and drink a bunch of water, and then somebody poops out the bread. That's why it's so buttery.
That's how they make their money, you mean?
Yep.
That's how they make their dough.
Hey, oh.
Anal dough.
Ooh. Butt dough.
Butt dough.
No, but seriously, folks.
Didn't Joe Walsh say that?
Yeah, that was an album. There's a headline right here that says, man tries to smuggle turtle onto a plane in a KFC hamburger.
Uh-oh.
Sweet.
A Chinese man reportedly tried to smuggle his pet turtle past security at the Guangdong Airport in Guangdong, China, by hiding it in a Kentucky Fried Chicken hamburger.
Nice.
That doesn't make sense. It should say A&W if it's A&W.
Well, they probably don't have A&W over there.
It might just be like American Fare over there, though.
Yeah.
Americans or airport security determined the bump looked an awful lot like a turtle.
Could be cow chicken.
There was an odd protrusion sticking out of a KFC burger inside of his bag.
He said, there's no turtle in there, just hamburger. Nothing special to see.
But he got arrested.
How big was the turtle? The little one, I guess?
It was about the size of a burger. It was a burger turtle.
Burger turtle.
Burger turtle.
One in every million customers gets a free turtle.
That's right.
In that burger.
It looked like a Happy Meal to me.
He's like, what are you saying, that we're slow?
Yeah.
We're the slowest fast food ever.
They are, aren't they?
I don't really go there, but probably.
I don't go there very often either. The last time I went there, I got a biscuit steal from there. About 4.5 years ago.
Did you hear that they found part of Jesus' cross?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Where did
that deals with part of
in the ground
of a recent show.
What?
Zero Hour.
Oh. They found it in Turkey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Near the Black Sea.
Now, what if you took that cross from Jesus? And there was way more
Jesus
than just
cross.
Jesus who had a cross, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what if they took that cross and they got some DNA and cloned Jesus? The resurrection of Jesus.
Antichrist.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, he's coming back.
Boom. He is, and it will be because he will be cloned. Really? I am now a believer that he will come back because he will be cloned.
Well, what do you know?
Cloned.
Yeah, I mean, you say yourself he was just a man of the times, right?
Yeah, that's what I believe. He was just a man.
So he still could be cloned. If they had enough DNA, if they could find his flannel. His bloody flannel.
Flannel.
Seattle. Did you get your MySpace up and go in flames?
I don't have internet.
I've been getting fucking emails all the time. I just got one the other day that said, oh, I won't be able to remember.
Did you get one from Flames said that his?
No, but it was someone close in...
Fire?
No, not close to Flames, but like close in my circle of friends that I was like, oh, who was it? Probably deleted them all, but yeah, apparently everybody's using MySpace again.
Oh, really?
Then we found out that MySpace recently got purchased by Justin Timberlake. He owns most of MySpace now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. When how did he acquire that?
By paying a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, he thinks it's going to be the new thing for people to go and share their music and all their stuff, so... I don't really see it taking off too well. But
MySpace already had its chance.
Yeah, but Tom blew it, you know, so.
Tom blew it.
Tom blew. Did he have a little bluebird?
So I know I've been threatening to do this, but I'm really going to make it happen before next week's show. I just try to take my glasses off and they're not on, so that's weird because I'm sweaty. I'm going to make a new song that doesn't say the tag cast, a new intro little thingy for us. It's going to be a shorty.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
I already got an idea for it. I just didn't get it recorded yet. It's going to be the Terry and Gatch comedy show.
And it'll start off like bang, bang, bing, da bong, a bing, da bong, ding, dang, da bing.
Terry and Gatch comedy show. And then the music will keep going, and then I'll say, today on the show, we'll have our special guest, Flames, from the band Crimson Guardian. And also, we'll be talking about gay marriage and George Zimmerman's murder, which is just all fictional, you know, but whatever. That's so Raven.
That is so gay. That's so Raven.
Gay.
Dude, now you can use that instead of saying people are gay and be offensive. You could just say, that's so Raven.
Dude, that's a Raven shirt you got on there.
It is.
It's Raven. Like, fag Raven.
Did you know Raven's gay?
No, Who's
That's
Raven?
So Raven.
You know that girl from the Cosby Show?
Yeah, the littlest one.
That grew up to have her own show.
Not
on.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Raven.
Yeah, Raven.
Yeah, what was her name on the show?
Rudy.
What was the oldest sister's name, Flames?
I don't remember.
It wasn't Lisa Bonet, though. There was an older one. Duh.
Yeah.
Denise. No, wait, that was Lisa Bonet, huh?
I don't know,
I think
man.
So.
Did you ever watch Night Court, Flames?
I did.
Did you love it?
I liked Night Court.
You wanted to be Bull Shannon, didn't you?
No, I did not.
You wanted to be Dan Fielding.
No.
You wanted to be Max.
Harry Stone.
You wanted to be Harry Stone?
Yeah. You wanted to be a magician?
You wanted to be a magician night judge?
Yeah.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
And no, so it was just you bought a Mel Torme album.
Yeah.
But you didn't really like it.
No.
The Velvet Fog. I only know because
no,
of
and
him.
I never did buy a Mel Torme album.
You never did? Even after you saw the Seinfeld episode?
Oh, yeah.
With Mel Torme, The Velvet Fog.
Oh, no thank you.
Why not?
Because not my style.
All rise. I wanted
starring
to be,
Harry Anderson.
I wanted to be like Selma Diamond.
Who's that?
The old chick who's always smoking in the show.
The old chick.
She was, dude, she had gray hair and she was always smoking. She had a raspy voice and she was like one of the bailiffs.
She hung out with Bull all the time.
Yeah, and she was always had a cigarette.
Always looking up at him.
Especially in the intro, she had a cigarette.
Yeah.
And it said Selma Diamond. She was all some old lady smoking. Then she died like during the first season, second season.
The actress herself?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's when, what's her face? Martha Warburton came in.
Oh, that black chick, though.
Yeah.
What was that black chick's name?
Yep. She came in.
And didn't she go on to have another sitcom of something?
I think so. She was pretty snappy. Sassy.
Snappy.
She was sassy.
Snappy.
Yeah, had a great cast, man. Did you know, remember the people that would come in, Flames, and they were all like, couple, they were homeless.
Yeah.
That was Data from Star Trek.
Oh, Brett Spiner?
I don't know his name.
No, you mean that black dude?
No, that was...
Robot.
Data, okay,
yeah. That's Brent Spiner.
You're talking about Jordy.
The Roots guy.
Yeah.
The guy from Roots.
LeVar
and
Burton.
Reading Rainbow.
LeVar Warburton.
Huh.
Man.
LeVar Burton, Reading Rainbow. Did you watch Reading Rainbow when you were a kid?
No.
No.
I think I was old. I was too old for that, I think.
But I did see the Muppet movie.
What about the great...
The Gatsby.
No, the Great Coaster or whatever it was.
The great Space Coaster.
What about...
No, it is like Gary Gnu.
With Gary Gnu.
You remember we were talking about that lady that was saying that she didn't think her seatbelt was latched on the... That
oh, yeah.
Six Flags,
she was actually saying that?
Yeah. No.
She did say, and then she flew off.
I was going to say, because...
But I heard that right before she got on, she bought that shirt that says, I survived the giant coaster. That's a joke. Well, I stole that.
Yeah, they
I stole
definitely
that from,
shouldn't be selling those shirts before people get
I it. Stole that from Jesselnik, but that's funny, because he's rude.
Yeah.
You ever watch that? Jesselnik Offensive?
I watched it a couple times.
I watched it when they
had two
guests. They had Doug Benson and...
Oh, yeah? I didn't know
I
he did
remember.
Guests.
Yeah, he has a guest. They have a panel every...
Huh.
I like Doug Benson.
Yeah. He's got a new movie coming out.
I kind of burnt out on Benson from listening to his podcast so much.
I thought you didn't listen
not
to the podcast
not
anymore.
No, from way back in the day. Not that I like Benson.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of that and,
remember when he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm? He choked Larry David out.
Yeah.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. Remember that, Hans?
Remember that.
Hans always listens, so we always talk to him sometimes. And Pierre.
Hans called me a lucky slug the other day. I said, that's fucking humid.
That's humid, dude.
And then I told him Bull Shannon's coming back, and he said he never left.
He likes Night Court, too. Hans does. All right, so it's Friday. That means Hans is again listening to something I've never heard of. A band called Extinction of Mankind.
Wow.
The album's called Northern Scum.
Mm.
Check that out, all you listeners. And then he said, stay moist.
Well, right on.
What's that supposed to mean? Humid? Because it's fucking humid as fuck in here right now.
It is. Yeah, and...
Because it's like 90 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Still.
I'm wondering if Hans has ever listened to any...
Parker
backwards,
family.
Satanic, ritualistic. If you like incantations, can you get like CDs and they play like spells?
I know he likes the band Incantation.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
New Jersey death metal.
Yeah.
He might not like him anymore because he's grown up, but back when we were youngsters, he used to like him.
You ever play with a Ouija board?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me about that, Flames. What was that about?
Yeah, that was just, it was a Milton Bradley one.
Did it work?
I don't really know.
Were you guys getting Milton Bradley coming through the board?
See, I had a Milton Burrow Ouija board. It was just always told bad jokes.
Had a cigar sticking out of the middle of it.
It would totally spell out bad jokes. I'm like, no. Do you have a career in comedy? No. You'll never get your foot in the door. I'm like, what? Is that a foot joke? He said, you don't have a leg to stand on in the comedy industry. Fuck you, Milton. Uncle Milty, remember him in the rap video?
Yeah.
Uncle Milty.
Which one was that?
Was that Round and Round, was it?
Round and Round! You know what comes around, goes around.
That's the closest I've ever heard you sing a song to a song that sounds like a song that you're singing.
Sounds like a song that you're singing.
You didn't know me in Gatsby.
Oh, hey, that was Fleetwood Mac, huh?
No, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah.
You're close, though.
White Winged Dove, huh?
No, I used to think it was the one winged dove, and he just flew around in circles. Just like the one winged dove flies around in fucking circles. Singing, woo, woo, woo.
Must have been an owl.
See, that's going to be on the same album as... that's going to be on the same album as Sasquatch Tooth. Me for him. Sasquatch Tooth.
Does that mean like a Sasquatch only has one giant tooth?
No, it's like you got one stuck in your back when he tried to bite you. Or you were born with a Sasquatch tooth in your mouth.
That's hard to bite into somebody's back.
It's kind of like a snaggle tooth. It's a Sasquatch
tooth.
He's got a Sasquatch tooth right in my mouth. I was born with a Sasquatch tooth in my mouth. Because it's a substitute for a hairy guy. He looks pretty blurry, but I don't know why.
Man.
Are you recording?
Beautiful.
Okay, good. Oh, shit. You forgot to press record.
Oh, I did.
Just kidding. Okay, what did I forget yet? I know that I didn't mention any birthdays. You got a birthday coming up, Flames? Or is it January?
Didn't we start off with the birthdays?
Oh, that's right. Sam Elliott's birthday.
I like to drink. My son's was yesterday on the 8th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, little dude. You're one. Welcome to the actual numbers.
You let him listen to the show?
I don't have any say of that.
He has no say. He can only listen to Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Hans was listening to that one band that I'd never heard of, Extinction of Mankind. I was actually found Cheech and Chong's Let's Make a New Dope Deal from 1982. Bob Bitchin came back on the show.
This is Bob Bitchin.
And they're like, all right, Bob, it's been 5 years since you've been on our show. What have you been doing? And he's like, 5 years. And they're like, that's right, it's been 5 years. What have you been doing, Bob? And he's all, 5 years. And they're like, I know, it's been 5 years. What have you been doing? And he's like, 5 years. He's like, oh, you've been doing 5 years. So you've been in prison for 5 years. All right. He's like, yeah, I got caught with the hash, man. It's a pretty good one, though. He chopped his little finger off. It was a gag question, but he didn't know. They're like, all right, you must either take this meat cleaver and chop off your little finger, or listen to an entire side of Helen Reddy, the Las Vegas Years. And he's all, give me the cleaver. And they're like, he's going to take the cleaver. Smack. Bob, you cut your finger off. He's like, yeah, I know, man. Can I have some of that Coke now? Because that was the prize. The prize was 10 pounds of uncut Peruvian flake cocaine.
Wow.
What a prize.
It's worth a finger.
Yeah. And he won.
You could sell that for a handful of digits.
You know what the number one question, the grand prize question was?
Huh.
What is 4 minus 1?
They're 3.
They're like, think, Bob. Think. And he's like, I can't think, man. My finger hurts. They're like, all right. Let's put it to you this way. So let's say you have 4 fingers, and you take away one. How many do you have left? And he's like, blood. Blood. He's like, right, you have blood. Okay, let me put it to you so you'll really understand it, Bob. You have 4 Quaaludes. And he's all, I do? And he's like, no, it's hypothetical, Bob, but let's say you have 4 Quaaludes. And he's like, yeah, that'd be cool. And he's like, okay, you have 4 Quaaludes, and you take one. How many do you have left? And he's like, 2. And they're like, 2? He's like, yeah, 2. And they're like, so your answer is 2. And he's like, yeah, I always take two, man, because I never get off on one. They're like, all right, so your answer is two. Our judges say, that's right, because they never get off on one either. You win the 10 pounds of Peruvian flake cocaine. And he's like, that was a classic. And then they got the radio bit of DORK radio. And if he calls in by midnight tonight and has a dork sticker in his window, he will win absolutely free a can of dork sticker remover. Just tons of classic bits. Had Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the punk version by Ronnie Runt and the Runt Tones.
Nice.
Yeah. Check that out, Hans. Let's make a new dope deal. 1982. I know you don't smoke weed or anything, but it's Friday.
Also check out Extreme More Than Words.
That's the best single ever.
More than...
I think he's heard that song. He used to have a big crush on Nuno Bettencourt.
Hans, are you a Pastafarian?
He's an atheist, I think.
Not really?
With an agnostic front.
Yeah.
Which, you think about that, you know what it means?
Yeah, I do. It means that you...
You don't believe in anything, but you act like you think you believe in something, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly.
There is no God. Oh, wait. What is that star?
Is it agnostic where you don't give a shit either way?
No, agnostic kind of believes
or is that
there is a higher power, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And atheist believes that there's no higher power, that it's just all organisms crawling out of the sea, turning into a monkey, and then being man. And then
there's one that doesn't give a shit either way.
Yeah, that's the flying spaghetti monsters. Yeah.
That's the flying spaghetti monsters.
Scientologists, I don't know who is what. Who is what? What's your religious choice, Flames? The Church of Iron Maiden?
There could be, there couldn't be, but what doesn't matter either way?
Right, because we're all going to die in the end.
I'm confused.
That's a good religion. The religion of confusion.
Yeah.
You know where I've been to the land of confusion, but not the...
Were you disturbed?
Not the disturbed version, but the Phil Collins version.
Like first version.
The Genesis version?
Because that one's way version.
Genesis was
that one's way version.
First band ever.
And they were.
The Land of Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You ever listen to
and
old
so
Genesis?
And so were Adam, Ant, and Steve. Adam, Ant, and Eve.
Genesis with...
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Before they let Phil Collins sing and he was just the drummer.
Oh, yeah. They were good.
That was before he felt it coming in the air tonight.
Ooh. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight?
That song was about Sasquatch.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd think they'd find some Sasquatch cum somewhere or
you
something.
Think so.
Like some semen. Sasquemen.
He's probably not into that.
Probably have to look in the trees.
He was squeaming with the squeaming semen.
You think...
Probably gets caught in his fur.
Maybe. I don't know.
What's that fur? He's all, hey, where are you from, man? He's like, I'm from here. He's like, oh, what? What the fuck's your problem, dude? We're in Montana. Yeah, that's where I'm from. Why didn't you say I'm from Montana? Because we're here.
What famous bands are from Montana?
the Rocky Mountain Oysters. Is that a band? I don't think there's any famous bands from Montana. Maybe a country star. Maybe Brad.
Maybe one.
Brad Paisley. I know there's some people who live in Montana that go there after the fact, like Jake Payne.
No. Oh, yeah?
Some old country people just go there to die.
Huh. To die.
I think Willie
to knows. Die.
I think Hank Williams Jr. has a spread out there in Montana.
Montana? Hmm.
Yeah, that's the Mexican version. It's got a tilde over the N. Hey, I'm over here in Montana, man. We're working on a fucking farm.
Montana has a very long history of pioneer folk music and cowboy songs and poetry.
Oh.
It's a plantation, man.
Oh. Montana has two official state songs, Montana and Montana Melody.
Big Sky Montana. Isn't that one?
Yep. What happened to...
Montana country musicians include Rob Aquist, formerly of the Mission Mountain Wood Band.
I've never heard of them.
What about Joe Montana?
What about... musicians from Montana include
Joe Montana.
Jeff Ament.
Oh, Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam.
Steve Albini.
Who's
that? Oh, he's the producer we talked about, had a birthday last week, produced In Utero by Nirvana.
Oh.
Bruce Fairweather.
Who's Bruce Fairweather?
From The Replacements?
Pioneer Grunger.
Oh.
From The Replacements?
Yes, it's a pipe grunge pioneer.
Fuck, wow. I don't know. I'm guessing from my stoner memory.
The Skodats, the Skoidats.
What about the Mills Brothers?
members of the Decemberists, Ivor Montana.
Oh, well, wow.
I'm not really. Wow.
And Eddie Van Halen, born in Montana.
That's about it.
That's
really?
Lying. Nope. I think he was born in Amsterdam.
So, yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
Montagne.
Good. Wow. Well, we should cover one state every day.
All right, well, I was already into Portland. They're mentioning the Vipers!
Greg.
We got some dandy Warhols on here.
The Vipers, Greg. What's his name? Greg. Fuck!
Greg Fuck.
Greg
right.
Fuck from the Vipers. I was just listening to the Vipers the other night on the River's Edge movie soundtrack.
The Vipers?
Yeah. They were the band that did originally Return of the Rat and another song that Nirvana did. Nirvana was a big... Oh, D7. So Nirvana was big fans of the Vipers, who was like a Portland alternative, semi-almost wannabe punk band from Portland that had minor success, and he thought they were underrated. So he did a couple of their songs. But yeah, it was a weird mix because the River's Edge movie soundtrack had songs from Slayer, Hallows Eve, Fate's Warning, and the Vipers, which is just weird because they're not metal at all. They're like... alternative rock stuff. So yeah.
Did you know the state's main contributions to Americans' popular music began in the 60s?
Jose Montoya.
When Kingsman and Paul Revere and the Raiders established Oregon as a minor center of frat rock and garage rock.
Oh, you're on to Oregon. I forgot. Yep. I thought we were still...
In Montana.
I thought and we were then, still raising yeah. dental floss out there.
Yep. And then it went into two directions, one into blues rock, into like the Robert Cray and Curtis Salgado, and one into the hardcore bong of the Vipers.
They weren't that hardcore. But whatever.
Yeah.
All right, I'm still sweating. We better get the fuck out of here. We'll stick around for after the show. We've got plugs. Go see Pizza Now. Visit them at Facebook/PizzaNow1. And they got lots of great pizzas. Go down there. I can't remember the phone number. Oh, here it is.
Pizza
right
Now?
Here. Yeah, it's 928-0900. That's what the representing
yeah.
the 541. Their dough
Throw
is made fresh
there.
Every day.
Dude, man, I couldn't resist eating another slab earlier. It was so good and so soft and buttery and delicious.
That's right. $5 only for large cheese, pepperoni, or sausage.
$8 for a meat trio, dude, which has pepperoni, bacon... And what was the third one?
Sausage.
Italian sausage, yes. Dude, and for their so most good. Expensive ones, $13. That's not that expensive for a big, large pizza.
It's a good pizza,
the
man.
The Meteor.
Feeling.
Dude,
yeah,
Canadian
it will
bacon.
Fill you the fuck
bacon,
up.
Bacon, hamburger, marinated meatballs, and a sprinkling of Parmesan. It's a truly out-of-this-world creation.
Those meatballs are really soft, too, and succulent.
Yeah.
They don't, they're not like, you know, biting into a... Like a hard piece of meat, you know, it crumbles.
Right. The meat
and
market,
melts in your mouth. It melts.
The meat market's their only other $13 pizza that's got pepperoni, Canadian bacon, bacon sausage, and seasoned hamburger. The rest of them are all $11, and they're all well worth it.
That seasoned hamburger, too, made fresh daily.
They got
good
some
stuff.
$8 pizzas. They got some $5 pizzas. They got cheese bread, wings, salad, all the shit you want. So go
yeah.
check them out. They're open from 10:30 to 11 p.m. That's only a half
that
hour.
That salad is
That's
huge.
Only a half hour a day. Wait, yeah. no.
That
Wait.
Salad is huge, too, man. What you can do is you buy one pizza, right?
Right.
And then you pour the salad on top of it, mix it over the top, and then you buy another pizza and you slap it down the other way.
And you put it in a bag and you pour salsa in it.
Yep. Taco Town!
All right, well, thanks for being our super special secret guest again.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Mitch. Thank you.
You kept it warm in here the whole time.
Yeah.
You were sweating like a cranker.
I'm sweating like a cranker at a truculent show.
What does that even mean?
Truculent show?
Because they're, you know, they're if your tweaker's at a truculent show, they're going to be moving a lot faster than if they're at a Charlie Daniels show.
That's true.
You know, so you're going to be sweating a lot more.
Sweating
because
like
those guys don't slow down. Those guys have one speed.
Yeah, ultra fast.
Yep.
Sweating like a that's hard to say. Sweating like a tree tweaker at a truculence concert.
Yep.
Wait.
Sweating like a tweaker at a truculence concert.
Yeah.
Hotter than shit, and I'm sweating like a tweaker. I'm going to fix the car real quick, and then I'll bring that other battery back after I charge it, but I got to take this other one over there because you guys are the thing. My brain would explode if I did LSD. I mean,
boom.
Or whatever. Probably LSD.
At the same time.
Ooh.
Boom.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. Don't do drugs, kids. Stay in school.
Right off.
See you, Flames.
Man.
See you, Gatch. See you, Hans. See you, Pierre. Bye, Carrie. Meet Creek. I told you, Taggots. What's going on? I changed the song on your asses.
What?
Yep. Hope you enjoy the new background music, courtesy of Mr. Frank Zappa. Can't go see him anymore, but this Thursday you can go see Foghat at the River Rhythms in Monteith Park. It's a free show right down there by the post office, round first down there, downtown Albany. Also, starting this Thursday, it's a four-day metal festival up in Portland at Bronx, the Northwestern Black Circle, number 5, featuring such great bands like Satan's Host, Witch Haven, Poison Idea, Coven, Ghoul, Drawn and Quartered, Toxic Holocaust, Ceremonial Castings, and about 35 other bands. It's a $52 ticket for a four-day show, or you can get $14 a day in advance or $16 a day at the door. That's at Bronx in Portland. Great metal up there. Also, let's see, August 20th, it's the Melvins at the Wonder Ballroom with Honky opening up the show. That should be a good one. Old Honky. August 24th, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge up in George Washington, Gorge Amphitheater. Old school weirdo Gary Newman in Cars coming to the Wow Hall August 29th. That's still weird to me, but whatever. August 30th, it's comedy at the Baghdad with your host Tristan Spillman. One of the last comedy nights there after their 6 or 7 year run.
What?
It'll be me and about 6 other comics telling jokes up there at the historic Baghdad Theater, 37th and Hawthorne in Portland. September 8th, it's the Uproar Festival with Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction and a bunch of other bands. Also, if you go vote for them and they get enough votes, 30 Pound Test might be playing at that show.
What?
As well as In Her Memory, both in the running for being the local band to open the show. So, go to their websites and check that out. I almost forgot this Friday night, I already talked about it during the show, but this is plugs, so I get to talk about it again. It's Comedy as Advertised, Friday, August 9th at the Granary Pizza Company on 5th. That's East 5th, down by the 5th Street Public Market in Eugene. It'll be Alex Elkin headlining. I'll be doing a feature set, as well as a couple other newbies, Brandon Tate and another guy. I can never remember his last name, but come check it out. Seth Milstein is your host. It's $5 at the door. It starts about 9:30. Come out and laugh with us. I got some good metal shows coming up at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Between the Buried and Me, October 3rd. October 11th, it's Diamond Head and Raven. October 13th, Creator and Overkill. Godflesh is coming back. Tons of good metal shows. Tons of good comedy shows coming up. Let's see, what else I got this month? I almost forgot all my shit. Can't do that. Let's see, August 17th, it's a Saturday night. I'll be at Sam Bond's Garage for Bleepin' Funny. Starts early at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30, so come out for that. And during the Eugene Celebration, which is August 23rd through the 25th, I'll be at the Cosmic Pizza telling jokes at 6 o'clock on that Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. And then on the 24th, I'll be at the Celebration, downtown Eugene, emceeing between bands on one of the stages down there between 1:30 and 5:30, so I'll get to do a couple 15-minute sets and also introduce the upcoming bands and announce some sponsors and some other dumb shit like that. So come down to the Eugene Celebration. I've never been, and I'm going to be performing there, so that should be fun. I heard there's a bunch of good local bands and whatnot. So let's see, there's that, and then there's there was one other thing coming up that I can't remember. Oh, well, we'll go on to September. September 13th, it's a Friday the 13th. Comedy extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern down there on 4th and Blair with your host, Mac Chase. It'll be me and Max Brockman and a couple other comics. And then way down the line, September 29th, it's a Sunday, back to Sam Bond's Garage for Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. All right, you guys, thanks for listening to the Terry and Gash Comedy Show. Go out and do some fun stuff. Don't just sit around listening to the computer all day. I know we're funny and everything, but come on. Get out and do something. I guess that's all. I'm going to smoke this joint now. Frank, you just keep playing your guitar. Whoa, peaches and regalia joint.